everybody. This is Steve Dallas, and I was just about to say this is Wings of Song, but it's Golden Piano Request time, and I hope you're all ready to get on that phone and dial up 888-627-6008 and give me a call, give me your requests, and go from there. It's December the 24th. Do you believe that? Yes, and we had a moment of anxiety for a couple days here. We thought we were going to have no snow, and I'm looking out in my backyard, and it's just wonderfully covered, and it's always nice. Yeah, yeah.
It's very cold.
I like the snow because my dogs like the snow, and if it's raining, I have to really beg them to go out.
You have to beg me to go out when it's raining.
Especially the Chihuahua.
Yeah.
I've never seen a dog walk on three legs. He just hates, you know, if it's wet, he hates it. So, well, anyway.
December 24th.
Oh, I'm glad you're here, Janice. Oh,
thank you. I'm glad I'm here, too.
It'd be a blue Christmas without you.
Oh, darling. It'd be blue without you, too, baby.
This is kind of Doug's request. I mean, he didn't really request it, but we started talking about Blue Christmas before the show.
Dean Martin.
Dean Martin, yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Yeah. One thing you can count on, folks, this is a live show. That is for sure. Now, today you may hear a few papers rustling. That's because my computer made me nervous. I'm still not used to a paperless reference point, but that's okay. Well, our wish for a white Christmas came true, so I think I'm just going to continue with another Christmas song here. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the tree tops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be. Speaking of Christmas cards, I see you've been busy. Oh, you've been busy the last month with Christmas cards, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I said I'm probably one of the very few people who continue to send out Christmas cards.
Yeah, yeah. This is actually, you're on your second round. You mail Christmas cards when you get people's cards that you forgot about, right?
I think everybody does that.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's cheating, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it happens. But it's so nice to get a card in the mail rather than the computer or not at all.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
People are too busy for cards.
I don't miss those computer cards that take forever to load, though. You just keep saying, hey, come on, let's get on with this, you know.
Yeah.
But, we've got some beautiful cards. Speaking of gifts, I was at, had our choir practice, this past Wednesday night, uh-huh. Our last practice. Yeah, today, tomorrow, or tonight at midnight is the big deal. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But I got an interesting gift. I got a 160-year-old book.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I think I have it right in the desk behind me, don't I?
You do.
Yeah. Here it is. It's called Christian Minstrel, A New System of Musical Notation. Now, and it's written by J.B. Aiken, A-I-K-I-N.
And it was written in what year, darling?
Yeah, it was 1856.
Yes, and it has what in it? Shape notes?
That's right. That's the point.
That's what I learned is the shape notes whenever I was in church years and years ago.
Yeah, no one ever knows that anymore.
I know.
But I've irritated my choir to distraction the past year or two, trying to teach them shape notes.
Yeah.
So here this year, they surprised me with a gift. This book looks 160 years old.
It really does.
It's amazing. I don't know where she got it, but...
You have to handle it with kid gloves.
Oh, I'm telling you. I feel like it should be, you know, in the basement of the Vatican or something.
Or the Louvre. I've been there. It's an awesome place.
Are you serious?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Sorry to say it was without you, darling.
Oh, well, thank you very much. What's the name of that movie we talk about? He talks about the Louvre.
Oh, Kate and Leopold.
Kate and Leopold, yeah.
Yeah, it's a darling movie.
Hey, don't forget to call. I'm here at 888-627-6008. This is Steve Dallas, and broadcasting from Canton, Ohio. By way of California, by way of BBS Radio, who we appreciate deeply. And my wife is here co-hosting, Janice, and we're really happy to be here. All right. Well, the name of my show is the theme song is On Wings of Song, and it brought me to mind of one of my mother's favorite songs, and I'd like to dedicate this song to my mother. My wife had a dream about my mother, and we just want to send our love out to her. And this song is called Under His Wings. That my mother passed on.
No, you didn't.
I didn't.
No.
Well, that's kind of the idea. Yeah, it was in 1994 she passed away. She had a difficult passing. Felt bad for her ever since. And, so I hope you're feeling better, Mother. We continue to hold you up and hope you have great peace. Under his wings, oh, what blessed assurance. Thank you. his wings. Who but his love can sever? Under his wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. God bless you, Mom. All right. Hey, I understand I have a caller.
Joe.
All right. Joe's on the line.
He's on the line, yeah.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing this morning? A Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you very much.
And I was wondering if you would just play for me. I love that you listened to your play just now. Would you play the Mel Tomei song, Christmas Song?
Which song?
Is it? What did you say that again, Joe?
The Christmas song that was written by Mel Tomei.
Oh, of
play
course.
That, please.
Love that song. Thanks. Where are you calling from, Joe?
I am actually calling from Paradise, California.
Hey, cool. Thank you for calling. I'll be happy to play it for you. Merry Christmas now.
Merry Christmas to you again, and your family. Have a happy new year.
Thank you,
Same
sir.
To you.
All righty.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Song. Thanks again, Joe. Merry Christmas to everybody. Yes, darling. Yes, the number to call is, it's so much more fun when you call.
It was nice hearing from Joe.
Yeah.
What? I wonder if Paradise, California is really like Paradise, what we think of Paradise.
Well, I bet you it is.
I bet it is, too. Why else name it that, huh?
Exactly. One, or not one, whatever you have. Cell phones, I don't think you have to do one, but 888-627-6008. Maybe I'll try to memorize that number soon, darling.
I don't know why you don't. I memorized it after you said it the first time.
Well, you're unusual. You know that.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yes.
Really. Really unusual.
I read Harry Lorraine's book, The Memory Book. If you've read that book, call me right now at 888-627-6008. I love that little book.
I had no clue about what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah. I was making up words to numbers. Every one of the numbers has a little, you know, like number one is a T, number two is an N, number three is an M, and number four is an R.
And you were doing this why?
Well, you make up words, see, if you have
numbers. So you can remember numbers.
Exactly. You know, like, all right, 627 is a Ch and an N and a K. So you got to come up with a word that...
I can think of one right now.
Oh, here's a good one.
Nuts.
No. It's J-N-K is junk.
That's good.
See? And you form a picture of that in your mind. You create sentences with numbers. And that's the key.
Wow.
Is that cool or what?
Yeah. It's
the most amazing trick is you have keywords for one clear through to 100. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you have people give you items and names and attach a number to them. And then you recite it back to them from 1 to 100.
Oh.
And they're absolutely amazed.
I haven't
done that. But yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, what's next? Here's my wife and I to sing a song that my little kids' choir, they're actually singing this afternoon. And
yeah, how many kids' choir are? I mean, like there's like five, right? It's going to be a huge mess. People, it's standing room only. All of his grades.
Oh, it's pandemonium.
It is, but it's so cute. Is this the Christmas song, darling?
Pandemonium. You know, that's not a good word for church. You know that?
What?
I looked that up in the dictionary last night.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Last night?
Yeah.
You knew I was going to say it today. You should have told me.
Well, it's pan and then demonium. Demon. It comes from demon.
Oh, I'm so sorry. They're not.
Oh.
They might be little imps, but they're so darling.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's great.
No.
Who made this song popular?
I keep forgetting. I remember it as a child only.
It was kind of a country singer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to look at it, John.
Yeah. Oh, let's take it. C is for the Christ child, born upon this day. H for herald angels in the night. R means our Redeemer, I means Israel. S is for the star that shone so bright. For three wise men, they that traveled far. M is for the manger where he lay. A is for all he stands for. S means shepherds came. And that's why there's a Christmas day.
Pretty, honey.
A little bit of, threw in a little bit of Floyd Kramer there. That was just for
I loved Floyd Kramer.
All right. Well, the number to call is 888-627-6008. Give me a call and let's have some fun. Okay. All right. I think I'll do that a little later.
All right, darling.
Yeah.
Garrett should be listening by
then. Yeah, really. I play some classical music on the air once in a while. And one of my friends, and she's challenged me to play the Revolutionary Etude by Chopin. And, I played it a good number of years. You know, you have to practice these things. And so I've been practicing it a little bit. And so I'm going to try it. And, you know, I don't expect that it'll be perfect. But, you know, that's not what this show is about. This show is about celebrating my life with music. I have done everything from soup to nuts, classics and, you know.
Southern gospel.
There we go. Southern gospel.
Well, then jazz.
Show tunes, jazz. Yeah. And Deborah over there, she's going to nudge me into jazz a little further, I know. But this tune was written, it was written in 1831 by Chopin. It's the Opus 10, number 12. And it was dedicated to Franz Liszt and the Revolutionary Etude, otherwise known as, and I never knew this before, but it's called the nicknamed the Etude on the Bombardment of Warsaw. And Chopin was very much into what was happening politically, and everyone was really bummed out that they lost out to imperialist Russia. But so it all comes out in music, doesn't it, somehow or other? I'm going to push this mic away a minute so I don't slam it, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. If that falls down, you push it up again.
Okay.
Here we go. Thank you.
That's great, honey.
Oh, darling. I hope there's at least one other person out there doing that.
Oh, I can just see people hopping around. Like, that's awesome. That's awesome.
I know there's probably a lot of elites. If there's any elites listening, say, you know, if you had to stick to Jingle Bells. But, you know.
No, darling.
I am celebrating everything I've done in my life. And that's one of the things I've loved. Always loved classical music. I started out when I was 11 years old. And someone gave our family a piano. And I discovered I could play by ear. And within a few short months, I was playing in church for my dad's little storefront church. And, but, you know, shortly after that, I decided, or I don't know how that happened, but I got linked up with Mr. Hanenkrat and took lessons and went to college and the whole ball of wax. So I guess I'm unusual in that way. Pursued the ear thing and pursued classical too. So, all right. Here's another request for Doreen. I see her quite often. She's a really good friend. And she loves classical music, and she also loves the great standards of the 30s and 40s, especially the war songs. I think she's partial to that era because she married a GI. And
she's from England.
Yeah, she's from England. And Earl has gone on to be with the Lord. And so here's one of her favorite songs. It's called Harbor Lights. Just once more, but you were on the ship, and I was on the shore. Now I know lonely nights, for all the while my heart is whispering some other harbor. Will steal your love from me.
Beautiful.
Harbor Lights. And here's the number again. Do call if you're listening. Don't be shy. And one of my friends over here says, I was going to call, but I was nervous. Don't be shy. It's just me and Jan. That's about it. All right. So 888-627-6008. Yes. Let me do that one more time, just in case someone just grabbed their pencil. 888-627-6008. Mm-hmm. And don't be shy. Just call and give me your request, and we'll go from there, okay? Well, I've been playing some of these early songs from the 30s and 40s. Here's an interesting song. It's called Deep Purple. And Deep Purple, actually, we know it to have beautiful words. When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls and so forth. But actually, it came out in 1933 as a piano solo with pianist Peter DeRose. And he had a radio show. Yeah. He had a radio show from 1923 to 1939, and it was published as a piano solo, this song, Deep Purple, in 1933. But the big band guy, Paul Whiteman, got a hold of it, and after that it became very famous, and later on Mitchell Parrish put words to it, the words that we all know. But I've maintained the earlier tradition by playing this as a piano solo. Yeah. I hope you just turn on my show to kick back and relax a bit. Wouldn't that be nice? Don't forget there's archives on there too. So you tell your friends if they're working and they can't get this show that BBS Radio does a super job maintaining the archives. And I understand it can even be gotten on iTunes. I haven't tried that yet, but Jan and I sat down here one night and was listening.
Your very first show.
To our.
It was cool.
Yeah, yeah. It was surprisingly fun. And anyway. Okay. Here's a song by J.S. Bach, and I mentioned it the other day. It's just ripples along there. It's called Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring. Thank you. Here's another little song that I have become acquainted with the past few months, and it's from a movie, which you all know, and by a singer that you all know. Pearl Harbor is the film. Faith Hill is, well, she was involved in the in singing some of the songs, especially the song There You'll Be. Actually, I got them grouped together, but I'm just going to play Tennessee, which is instrumental. And the video on this thing is just so cool. Hans Zimmer, what a talented composer. Tennessee, from the film Pearl Harbor. Okay, darling. Which one? Oh, yeah, yeah. We've got some children listening today, and their favorite songs are from Mary Poppins, and I promised that I would sing them a song.
Who are they? Who are those children?
The children?
Uh-huh.
Well.
Are you Aaron?
Aaron, that's Aaron? What I'm talking about. Yeah.
For Josh, Sammy,
yeah,
Luke,
yeah,
Gabriel,
yeah.
And Sarah.
Yeah.
That's my nephew's babies, Eric and Aaron. They have five precious children ranging from 8 to 9 months. And
Eric's a policeman.
He's a police officer and
sharpshooter.
He's in the SWAT the SWAT team. They're a very, very special family to us.
And he holds a gun to my head if I don't bring my
piano and play for them when we go there.
For all family celebrations, it's a requirement.
Right. And then for their birthdays, you take the accordion, and the kids, believe it or not, love the accordion.
Oh, yeah. Maybe sometime I'll play the accordion on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I try to keep that undercover for as long as I possibly
can. Then a spoonful of sugar?
Yeah, here we go. In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap, a job is a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoon full of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. A robin feathering his nest has nearly very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite an intent in his pursuit, he has a mercy tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. For a spoonful
spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. The honeybees that fetch the nectar from the flowers to the comb never tire of ever buzzing to and fro, because they take a little nip from every flower that they sip, and hence they find their task is not a grind. For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, the medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
Wow. I hope you're listening, boys, because that was for you.
You know, you are pretty good on the spot, honey. I'm telling you. We really didn't practice that one at all.
I know, right?
You could probably tell from my point of view, but anyway. We've got a few minutes left, and we want to sing. Do you have the holly in? Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. If we don't sing Christmas carols now, when are we going to sing them, really?
When they are both full grown, of all the trees that are in the wood, the holly bears the crown. The rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the choir. The holly bears a blossom as white as a lily flower, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ that blessed holy hour. The rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the choir. The holly bears a prickle as sharp as any thorn, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ on Christmas Day in the morn. The rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the choir.
Oh, very nice. Here's a song I really love, Karen Carpenter did. Sure miss that girl. Hope you're doing okay, Karen. If you haven't come back yet, who knows? But good for you. Appreciate all the beautiful music you left us. All right. Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through, but I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true, but I can dream, and in my dreams I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. There's always something new. But every day's a holiday. when I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. The logs on the fire fill me with desire to see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas. Happy New Year too. I've just one wish on this Christmas Eve. I wish I were with you. I wish I were with you. Well, that's for all of you who are separated from your loved one, and I hope you get together soon. And luckily, I'm here with my darling.
I know, right? I don't have to go far to be with my sweetheart.
Yeah. And, man, you ought to hear our granddaughter sing this song. We're going to have her on as a guest on one of our shows one of these days. Might have to wait till summer, till she's off school and she can hang around the house. It's 1 o'clock and 1 to 2 out here in Ohio. So, yeah, we'll look forward to that day. All right. Well, I think I'm... All right. Thanks for all those messages you're sending. And remember, for all you shy ones, you don't have to actually get on the phone. You can just call up and say, Deborah, Doug, give those people a message. I want to hear this song or this song. Or I thought that song was very, very pretty. And that's what we got here just now. And I appreciate it. Thanks very much. Well, I think I'm just going to do a little improvising on some Christmas carols for the last few minutes. And we're going to end by singing a joyous Wish You a Merry Christmas. But here's a little medley of Christmas songs, starting out with Bring a Torch. Thank you. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I hope you were singing along. It's still not too late to call. We may go a little overtime today, and so you got a little grace period. You can call me. Where's that number? Yes, 888-627-6008. One more time, 888-627-6008. You're going to have it memorized before long if you're not careful. What?
We're going to do Winter Wonderland.
Oh, yeah, we'll do Winter Wonderland. That's a good idea. Yeah, I love this little song, Winter Wonderland. Here we go.
Over the ground lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamonds shine down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the thrill in the weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping together. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away are the bluebirds. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown.
He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man.
But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter Wonderland.
Yeah. All right.
That's one of my favorite songs.
Yes. We're improvising now. You probably hear us whispering to one another while I'm playing. My friends at the bar years ago, they used to say, how can you talk to me and play at the same time?
Yeah, that is a wonder.
Oh, it's a gift. It's just a gift.
It's just a gift.
Yeah. here's another. Here's one we dug up while we were winding down here. It's by Lanny Wolf. It's called Wise Men Still Seek Him.
Now, darling, I have not done this song without a third party.
Oh, yes, that's right.
I don't think I can do that song.
Oh, that's all right, honey. I'll carry you. See the footprints in the sand? I've carried you before.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Just play it. It's beautiful.
By Lanny Wolf.
They laid him in a lowly manger, for there was no room in the inn. And though a king, he was a stranger to the little town of Bethlehem. How strange to those so close around him, now seems so very far away. While wise men from afar they found him, his star shall rise to light the way. Wise men still seek him today. His
his light still shines to point them to the way. The fools have said in their heart there is no God. Wise men still seek him today. You may have sought for earthly pleasures, things of this world to satisfy. On you, you seek another treasure, which wealth or money cannot buy. It matters not just where you've been, my friend. The Lord knows how you feel within. And if you'll give your heart and life to him, he'll bring your searching to an end. Wise men still seek him today. His light still shines to point them to the way. The fools have said in their heart there is no God. Wise men still seek him. Wise men still seek him. Wise men still seek him today.
Song. Wise men still seek him. I was talking to my little kids yesterday, and I said, you know, I saw a show on television. Oh, no, it wasn't television. I went to a school play, and the title of it was, you know, Christmas Cheer or whatever it was. And I said, you're not going to believe this, children, but I never heard One Christmas Carol. And they looked at me with big eyes, you know, what? I said, think of it. Where did Christmas come from? You know, we're celebrating the birth of Christ. Where do you think the word Chris in Christmas comes from, children? You know, these are third graders, you know, so their eyes, you know, stay big. And this, some of them say, oh, cool. And I said, I couldn't believe I didn't hear One Christmas Carol. And so, you know, I guess that's the truth. If the story of the cradle and Jesus fades away completely someday, I suppose they'll have to change the name of the holiday to what? I don't know. But anyway. So wise men still seek him. A great saint said, no time ever spent seeking God is wasted. And some other inquirer said, well, I've been seeking for God, meditating for years and years, and, well, I haven't got very far, you know, haven't got very far. And then in the meantime, I've given up all my other stuff. I'm kind of between a rock and a hard place. I don't have divine perception, and I don't have a new car. I'm just stuck right in the middle. But then the great sage responded, he said, no time ever spent seeking God is ever wasted. That's been a comfort to me, because actually that's kind of where I am. But I labor on in faith, you know, hoping that one of these days, you know, I may have a broader perception. But that broader perception is coming to everyone soon. If you listen to BBS radio very much, and you should, that's why I'm here. It's proclaiming a marvelous message of enlightenment and ascension and great things in the spirit. Hey, it's been a fantastic day with you today, and I'm just looking forward to the future. and get your courage up. Write that number down so you don't have to look for it at the last minute. It's 888-627-6008. Anybody out there that wants to sponsor a show, please do. It's a meager fee of $59, and I'll advertise your product. I'll talk about anything you want me to talk about. Maybe a dedication.
Not the red nosed reindeer.
Oh, what a nice. Hey, you know what? That's a good request, because I was going to end with a happy song.
Erin wants us to mention her kids. She must not have heard it, so mention the kids on.
Okay, maybe she just tuned in.
Yeah, she just tuned in. Erin and Eric, their children.
Aww.
Joshua, Sammy, Luke, Gabriel, and Sarah.
Excellent.
Precious nieces and our niece and nephews. This goes to you.
Yeah, and they can hear Spoonful of Sugar on the archive.
Yeah, you can go on the archives and look that up after we're done.
Housetop reindeer paws up and down Santa Claus, on through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? You know that part. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Oh, up on the housetop, down through the chimney with good Saint Nick.
I hope you boys were singing. Even little Sarah. All right, Rudolph.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeers loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Yay!
I'm sorry about saying reindeers. It's reindeer.
Okay.
The plural's the same as the singular. Well,
we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, everybody. See you next week. This is Steve Dallas and Jan saying so long.
And Merry Christmas.
Yay.